Project Tender is really a first-time alliance of a group of scientists and health professionals and advocates for children's health who have come together over the last 2 years, 50 of us about, and reviewed the large body of information we have, of knowledge we have accrued over the last 10 years about the role of chemicals and pollutants in children's neurodevelopmental disorders. And having reviewed that extraordinary large body of data, we concluded that it was time for a call for action to reduce exposures to toxic chemicals and pollutants that could contribute to these disabilities that we're seeing at such a high rate in children in the U.S.
And what are some of the products that you're seeing this with?
Some of the exposures, these are very common in our environment and encountered in everyday life. They're present in the air we breathe, in water, in food, and in consumer products and personal care products, pharmaceuticals, things like that. So there's a pervasive problem of chemicals in our environment, not just staying in the environment and outside our bodies, but within the bodies of Americans. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control has monitored periodically in the U.S. And found that as many as almost 200 different chemicals have been detected in the bodies of Americans, including pregnant women and even newborns, for example, cord blood at birth. So it is a pervasive problem. And at the same time, over the last 10 years, we have learned a great deal about the particular vulnerability of the developing brain, both before birth in utero and after birth in those early months and years. And then many studies, and we've done some of these at our Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health, have shown links between exposures such as air pollutants, pesticides, flame retardants, lead and mercury, even plasticizer chemicals like phthalates, a lot of different names and acronyms, but links between these exposures occurring either prenatally or just after birth and adverse effects on children's neurodevelopment. So there's been an exponential growth in knowledge, and we have also seen that one in six children are now diagnosed with one or more developmental problem, including ADHD or learning disabilities, other behavioral problems, maybe intellectual deficits in some cases, and there's some data about autism. So not all of this is, we understand, is due to chemicals or pollutants in the environment. These are very complex disorders. Genes play a role, socioeconomic factors, but by their nature, the environmental exposures are preventable. So hence this call for action.
And is this something, how long has this research been going on to answer some of these questions?
Well, the research has been going on for quite a while. I mean, our center was one of 8 national centers for children's environmental health that was founded in 1998. By government funding, NIHS, EPA funding. And so that's been a long-term study, and there are many others like this that have been conducted, starting most of them prenatally when the mother was pregnant, measuring what she was exposed to and following her and the children and assessing the outcomes of the children. So there's been, I would say, in the last 18 years actually in our case, but particularly in the last 10 years, this burgeoning of information. And we can't ignore it any longer, and we have called for broad and deep government policies and actions on the part of business to significantly reduce toxic exposures.